Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In their regular season and now have to pile up the points by winning as many games as is possible. So tonight, when the Blackhawks take the ice in Detroit for the last time in 2021, they need to play like their season hangs in the balance, because possibly it does. Losing out to the line, here's Chalowski. Down to the left wing boards now to Valtteri Filppula. Put the puck in behind the Hawk net to Namestnikov. To Verano along the right boards, put it into the deep slot. Chalowski along, wrist shot, and Subban down with a butterfly save, holds the puck as you have Namestnikov and Riley Stillman punching one another right at the whistle. The linesman jump in. Still 23 seconds of penalty time for the Hawks to kill. 8:27 left in the first, no score. Nielsen weaves into the Hawk zone, gave the puck away in the right corner, and then got it back behind the net. Nielsen around to the left wing board. We'll try and drive it down to the corner. Kane picks this off and clears off the boards to center ice. Into Stroza, took it away from Stetcher, moving toward the wing net, sets up Kane. He shoots, he scores! Oh, what a clever setup by Vinny Hinostroza at the end of a hustling play. He stripped Stetcher of the puck in the left wing circle, weaved it down toward the net, and fired a backhand pass up the slot. There was Patrick Kane to rip it home. With 20 seconds left in the first period, it's 1-0 Hawks. Left point, Murphy leaves it for Zadorov there, who keys it up and fires, and that hits somebody on the way to the net. Might have been Hagel. Kirby Dock takes the puck in behind the wing net. Setting up shop there. Dock getting to Kaiser to move out of position. Dock now to the left wing corner, retains the puck. Fed it out to the deep slot to Murphy with a drive. It hit Hagel. Rebound. Dobrinkit shoots and scores. The Cat connects for the Hawks with 7:20 left in period number two. It had Hagel in front of the Red Wing net. That shot from Murphy initially hit, but the puck rebounded over to Dobrinkit, and he had a near open net to shoot at. Didn't miss. 2-0 Hawks. Murray cuts with the puck behind the Hawk net, sets up Helm in front. He shoots. That's off of the cheater portion of Subban's glove. That's the save of the game for the Hawks.
Big save by Malcolm Subban on the one shot coming in from Darren Helm, looking for his fourth of the season. Boy, Subban read this play. This was a tough save. He's in a full splits, throws up the glove there. His eyes, you can see, making contact of where that puck was going from one side of the ice to the other. His head movement was perfect. That's a tough save, but a great read by Subban.
Larkin put it down to the far corner, and it's cleared up the boards by Keith, but not out of the Hawk zone. Keith with a between-the-legs pass intended for Suter was picked off by the wings, and then Keith got the puck back. Head to Hinostroza, over to Kalnick, Hawk line, right wing to Kane at center ice. Now Hinostroza over the wing line, right wing, put it in front, Kalnick shoots, he scores! Wyatt Kalnick with a second goal! He fired it right past the goaltender Bernier, who was way out of position. Set up once again with a hustling play by Vinny Hinostroza, and the Hawks now lead the Red Wings 3-0. Behind the Hawk net, Murphy to a loose puck. Drives it around to the right wing boards. Patrick Kane can't clear. He's being bothered by Filppula. Rasmussen to the puck in the left wing corner. Hawk in. Send it behind the net and up the far side to Hinostroza. He takes a hit but moves it ahead to Suter. He'll poke it down ice toward an empty wing net. He scores! An empty net goal for Pew Suter. This makes it 4-0 Hawks. With just over 4:30 to play in the third period, that should be the final nail in the wing coffin. Chalowski left point will wind it down the boards in behind the Hawk net. Up the far side, it goes to Kubalik, who takes his time and clears it ahead. Hagel in the Red Wing zone fires, and it's wide. The time winds off the clock, and the Hawks beat the Red Wings 4-0 in Detroit tonight. And tonight, Malcolm Subban stopping 29 shots to pick up his third shutout of his career, his second as a member of the Blackhawks. And this evening, only the Almighty has saved more than Malcolm Subban. And somewhere in Toronto, Big Carl Subban is smiling blue line to blue line. Hawks win 4-0 against the Detroit Red Wings. Yeah.